This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, well, the times are perilous, to say the least. It's going to stay that way for the foreseeable future. We still don't have a Speaker of the House, folks. This is going to have to get remedied faster than you can say anything, because the ramifications of this, national security, all these different things are really, really going to start to, they're going to start to hurt here a little bit if we don't have a new Speaker. And, of course, the Democrats are trying to take advantage of this. They are already trying to do that. We're going to tell you about that this hour here on the program. Welcome to the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. My great pleasure to be with you this morning on this special edition, Monday morning edition of the program. We're broadcasting, of course, from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California. And we're broadcasting to all of our great affiliates all across the country. And, of course, we're up on the satellite with GCN Network. Good morning to everybody at GCN. And if you're streaming the program with us this morning, we want to say a special hello to you as well. And if you're working in the overnights all across America, we want to give you a special shout-out. Now, typically, this is the part of the program where I tell you about our toll-free number, how you can call in, become part of the program. Well, we're making some logistical changes behind the scenes of the program here early this week, and that's going to preclude us taking your telephone calls for a couple of days. But never fear, if you want to go to my home website, my podcast website of KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com, we have a direct message link right there. You can click on that. You can send me a direct message. This morning's program, we won't be able to respond to your messages, but starting on Tuesday, we hope we're going to be able to do that as well. We're getting a lot of new things situated behind the scenes, and I'm really excited about it, and I hope that you are too, because we're going on a great journey here together, and we've got a lot of great things in store, and thanks again for being there. But sometimes, and especially in the technical aspect of things, we've got to get some things situated. So go to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to leave me a direct message, and we'll respond as we can. Okay, so we do have an awful lot to tell you about on the program this morning. The issue with the Speaker of the House, of course, is getting to be pretty important. There's no doubt about that. And you do have Democrats out there who believe that they can take advantage of this situation simply by going to the Speaker Pro Tem, Patrick McHenry, and offering some deals, basically, in order to try to get other legislation to the floor and so forth, expanding the powers, as it were, expanding the powers. Now, doing that, of course, means that I think this puts increased pressure on the GOP in order to get a speaker. Now, will that speaker be Jim Jordan? That's a great question. Steve Scalise, of course, is now out of the running. Jim Jordan was not able to garner enough votes early on as the first sort of informal caucuses and so forth were taken, show of hands, this kind of thing. He was not able to get the support. So there's going to be a lot more deal making. There's got to be a lot more horse trading. There's going to be a lot more maneuvering on this whole thing, and it seems like we're right back where we started back in January, and right now, world events are moving so quickly. It is a crucial time right now in our history. It's a crucial time for our country and for our friends around the world, and so we need to have everything in place in our government in order to make that happen. So this from Fox News, a group of moderate Democrat lawmakers offered a deal to House Speaker Pro Tem Patrick McHenry, Republican out of North Carolina, to expand his powers in exchange for more bills on the floor. Four House Democrats from the embattled bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus sent a letter to McHenry saying the House selected a Speaker Pro Tem, quote, with very limited authority, unquote, after former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's historic ouster last week. In light of our nation's pressing issues, a looming government shutdown, and the attacks on our key ally Israel, we strongly support an immediate vote to expand the Speaker Pro Tem's authorities to allow for the consideration of a legislative agenda limited to the most pressing issues, the letter led by New Jersey Democrat Representative Josh Gottheimer, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, letter read. Unless and until a Speaker of the House is elected, Congress should implement temporary expanded authorities at 15 calendar day increments, directing the Speaker Pro Tem to bring before the House proposed legislation only covering the following specific areas. Those areas included aid funding for Ukraine and Israel, extending the current continuing resolution through January 2024 to avoid a government shutdown, and committee and floor consideration for appropriate bills. Well, certainly, folks, some of this may be a non-starter, especially for the group of Republicans ostensibly led by Matt Gaetz. I don't know that they're going to agree to have these things for Ukraine brought up, perhaps, and certainly the continuing resolution, that may be a sticking point as well. But be that as it may, the GOP absolutely needs to get somebody firmly ensconced in order to move forward. Now, you'll hear about chaos. You'll hear about everything's discombobulated and the Republicans can't do this and they can't do that. And that is going to come a lot. It's going to come mostly from the media. Of course, it'll come from Democrats and the House and the Senate. That's for sure. But what they will need to do is try to deflect some of this stuff about the chaos. Because when you take a look at it, don't you think the Democrats are in chaos? Don't you think that they've got a sitting president, my friends, who cannot continue with the campaign, or at least be the most viable candidate for the campaign? I think the Democrat Party is in a great state of chaos right now because they don't know who their standard bearer is going to be, maybe Gavin Newsom, but they also have to find a way to unify on that. And I don't know that the policymakers and the people who are kind of running the show for Biden are even going to go for that. I think it's going to be harder than they think. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. A lot more to talk about on the other side. Be right back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Racing across your radio dial, all across the overnights in America. And, of course, not going so fast that you can't hear us, but fast enough where you want to come along with us as we talk about the day's news and talk about all these different things facing our nation. Glad to be with you. Kyle Warren here with you this morning, a special edition of the Monday morning edition of the program. And, again, we're making some logistical changes behind the scenes of the program. Very excited about it, but it's precluding us taking your telephone calls live this morning, but you can go to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can leave me a direct message. We are pre-recorded this morning, but we're going to be returning live here very quickly, and we'll read those messages and respond to them on air. So once again, welcome back to the show, everybody, and we hope that you're having a great morning. It's going to be a great week, I think, and there's a lot ahead of us. Let's listen in here real briefly. Ron DeSantis was in New Hampshire, I believe, in Littleton, New Hampshire, where he had this exchange with a voter, and a voter says, "You had my vote, but you don't now." So let's find out why that's happening. Let's listen in again, Governor DeSantis.
"You'll get out of me for sure.
Well, Ron, what do you think about the annihilation and the decapitation of all the Palestinians in Gaza right now? They basically bulldozed the whole... I worked in the Gaza Strip and worked in Palestinian refugee camps.
But they are not decapitating babies' heads. They are not intentionally doing that.
They're blowing up entire residential buildings. I watched out to Al Jazeera's, and they're not covering that up.
Well, I would be very careful with Al Jazeera. I mean, that's funded by a lot of these Middle East governments.
Yeah,
I'd be very careful with Al Jazeera.
I don't think they're faking pictures of families carrying their babies in. Israel has been killing Palestinians for the whole time Gaza has has existed.
Okay, let's stop right there. Okay, so Governor DeSantis is doing his best here. And again, we've warned you about this. We've told you about this. We know that there's going to be this major backlash. In many cases, it can even be a fabricated backlash against Israel if Israel takes any steps in order to stop Hamas and to stop the killing and to stop the killing of babies and to stop the killing of anybody in their path. And as the days and weeks and probably months go on now, we're going to hear more and more about how Israel is terrible, how dare they go in and do these things, and how dare they take all these actions. Well, as I said before, I think Hamas has finally done it to Israel this time, and Israel is simply going to do everything they can to eradicate Hamas. And I think they're going to, I think generally speaking, they're going to have a lot of support to do that. But the bad feelings and the bad language and all the bad stuff about going against Israel is going to get amplified here. It's going to get amplified. And we'll hear more of DeSantis, Governor DeSantis here. But then I want to play you a clip from, actually from Bill Maher, from his program, and it's going to blow your mind. Because, and by the way, because he said what he says, I expect somebody's going to want to criticize him. It just goes on and on. So let's listen in again with Governor DeSantis.
Hamas, Israel put a warning, we're going to go in this area. Civilians leave. Hamas tells them not to leave. Hamas wants them to be human shields. That's their tactic, technique, and procedure. How many other armed forces give warnings to get out before they go? I think Israel's probably the only one in the world that does that.
Okay, stop right there. So that's a great articulation right there by Governor DeSantis. This is almost unprecedented in warfare, not necessarily completely unprecedented, because we do know in historical times, historical events rather, where leaflets have been dropped, warnings have been given, this kind of thing. But I think what Governor DeSantis is doing, he's drawing the very important line of demarcation here. Insofar as that Israel is not bloodthirsty, they're not hell-bent on massive loss of human life. They are giving those warnings. They are having to fight this war. Somebody's trying to fight an all-out total war against them. Okay, namely Hamas, and as we've established, fully owned and operated essentially by Iran. So this is not only just some other kind of political dispute, but there is a hatred that goes on there. And it's a hatred that Americans, decent people all around the world, find completely reprehensible. The fact of going after people simply based on their ethnicity is abhorrent to our values, to our heart, to our very foundation in this country. And to see this happen on such a scale and to be so open, right? It's so much out in the open about it. And if you're like me, you're just boggled by the intensity factor of this. But Governor DeSantis is exactly right. They're giving those warnings. They're trying to fight this from their own perspective of decency. Hamas has no decency. Let's listen in.
They don't condone the killing of any innocent civilians, and they don't condone what Hamas did in the Kibbutzes, but Israel is doing the exact same thing with Benjamin Netanyahu, who is a radical, right-wing, crazy person, and I see hundreds of Palestinian families that are dead, and they have nowhere to go because they can't leave the Gaza because no one's opening their borders.
Well, that's the thing. Now, you bring up a good point, though. You bring up a really good point. Why aren't these Arab countries willing to absorb some of the Palestinian Arabs? They will not do it. Egypt will not do it. Saudi will not do it. None of them will do it.
They were displaced from their homes in 1948. I was there. I saw where
none of them will do it. None of the Arab countries will be able to accept refugees.
You have my vote, but you don't have.
Well, I wonder if Governor DeSantis, is broken up too much about the person who was saying that. It's important to listen to your voters, to potential voters. There's no doubt about that. But I think he has a fundamental disagreement with this individual. And again, I think we're going to see a lot more division. Most unfortunately, around how Israel is responding to this massacre. And yes, people are calling it an attack, and I've called it an attack, and you sort of naturally gravitate to that word. There was an attack. They attacked. There's no doubt. But I think that in the correct sense, the usage of the word massacre applies. There's something about that word that I think is much more descriptive for what actually happened. And this was not a military target, right? This was not a military operation in the grand sense. This was an anti-personnel, anti-Jew, anti-human effort on the part of Hamas. And it's despicable and it's reprehensible. Let's listen to Bill Maher. And we don't always agree with Bill Maher. Sometimes Bill Maher pipes up and says something. I think that rattles the left, you know. It really kind of rattles them. He seems to have the ability to sort of say what he thinks, even if it doesn't comport exactly with the expected sort of party line that the left might have. And so, but because his popularity and because of his ability, I think they have to live with that, I guess. But I don't always agree with what Bill Maher says. I think most of the time I don't agree with what Bill Maher ever says. But he came out and he said this on his program, and I think it's important for us to hear, because this is, again, where that line of demarcation is, my friends, about what's happening right now in Israel, which is affecting the whole world.
Difficult week, difficult to talk about it, but we must. As often is the case, this show is at variance with some of the conventional wisdom and what we see on the media a lot. Mostly what I saw this week was a shocking amount of support, like even at the moment of the rampage or right after when they're still counting the bodies. That was shocking to me. But even at its best, I feel like most of the people who you would read in the media, the attitude is sort of like, well, you know, this is very complicated. I don't really study it. I don't really know the facts. So I'm just going to go with a kind of they're both guilty equally and a moral equivalency, which I would like to take issue with tonight. I think the Israelis have always had the moral high ground, and I think they still do.
You hear that clapping there. They do still have the moral high ground. And he went on to make some further clarifications. But generally speaking, if you lived in the Middle East right now, would you want to live in under Hamas, or would you want to live under the government of the of Israel? I think that answer is pretty easy. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We will be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling for the protection of civilians in Gaza.
Blinken is meeting with Egypt's president on Sunday. Mideast leaders are hoping to prevent a wider conflict. The latest numbers as of Sunday morning indicate that more than 2,400 people have been killed in Gaza and 9,200 injured. In Israel, 1,400 people have been killed and 3,500 wounded.
FBI Director Christopher Wray reported domestic threats have surged as conflicts in Israel escalates. Wray acknowledged the increase in threats due to the heightened environment, calling for increased vigilance and requesting that police continue to share intelligence and observations. Actress Suzanne Somers has died after a long battle with breast cancer. Somers gained instant fame in the mid-70s as Chrissy Snow on the ABC hit comedy Three's Company. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Well, the happiest place on earth just got a lot more expensive, my friends. Looks like Disney Parks will be raising their rates at least 21% in order to get into the park. This, of course, in Orlando, also in Anaheim, not too far away from me. It looks like they have a $60 billion parks investment that they're looking to do. And I suppose they're trying to boost attendance with this in terms of making the investments and so forth, but raising the prices, I got to tell you, and even as a local, right now, I'm in 10 minutes, 15 minutes away from Disneyland. And it costs a lot. It's always cost a lot, but it's never cost as much as it does right now. So we'll see. We'll see how this works out. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And don't forget, you're listening to a special Monday edition of the broadcast. We're going to be precluded from taking your phone calls this morning as we get some logistical things taken care of behind the scenes. We're going to be back with the phone calls, I think, by midweek. That's the plan. We appreciate you sticking with us on this. And of course, you can go to my home website, which is KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can leave me a direct message there as well, and we'll comment on it on the next broadcast. All right, so folks, let's see here. Jonathan Turley is now saying that new evidence might just take apart Joe Biden's document defenses. And again, Jonathan Turley, I have a great deal of respect for. He's from George Washington University, of course. And in very much the same vein as Alan Dershowitz, I appreciate his thought. I appreciate his analysis on things. And we know that Dershowitz and Turley aren't conservative Republicans, by, I think, by any stretch, but their ability to interpret things based on the constitutionality and also of matters of law are really unparalleled, I think, in today's world. And so I appreciate their analysis very much. And also, because they don't necessarily have a particular agenda that they're trying to get across, when they talk about these things, I think a lot of people should listen, only because it helps give the evidence and the ammunition, as it were, in order to take down some of these other individuals who do have the agenda, especially coming from the left. So this from Newsmax: new evidence revealed this month with the appearance of special counsel Robert Hur, who has been investigating President Joe Biden's document case, may destroy the president's defense in the matter, according to law professor Jonathan Turley. Hur surfaced to interview the president over the documents, which include some going back to his days as a U.S. senator. And while Justice Department policy prohibits the indictment of a sitting president, Hur may have evidence that the White House has offered false evidence about the discovery of documents, Turley wrote in an opinion piece for The Hill. Quote, the new evidence could prove transformative, not only for the criminal, but for the impeachment investigation of the president, he wrote. The House Oversight Committee this past week released its new timeline on the discovery of classified documents. Now, again, folks, don't forget, these are the documents that not only were at the Biden Center, basically, at the university, but they're also in the garage next to the Corvette, right? So if you have something that has national security implications, it's classified, just put it next to Joe Biden's Corvette, it'll all be fine. And you remember the other day, I think it was Peter Ducey who asked Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House press briefing room whether or not the president would feel good about, say, parking his Corvette on the street somewhere in Washington, D.C., right, and just sort of leaving it overnight. And, of course, I love the response she gave because she just said, well, I don't deal in hypotheticals. I kid you not. I don't deal in these hypotheticals. As if this was an actual question, you know, that the president would, in fact, go and leave his car there. I think what Peter Ducey was getting at was that the crime in Washington is getting so far out of hand because, of course, Representative Cuellar was carjacked 9 blocks away from the Capitol building in Washington, and this is obviously unacceptable. It's just unacceptable. But this went right over the head, I think, of Karine Jean-Pierre, and she said, well, I don't deal in hypotheticals, when the question itself says everything you need to know. Whatever answer is almost irrelevant, right? Because the question itself shows just how far everything has just fallen apart in Washington. So, score 1 for Ducey and 0 for Karine Jean-Pierre. Okay, so back to this article. The House Oversight Committee this past week released its new timeline for on the discovery of the classified documents, which were located in several places associated with Biden, who has said he had no knowledge or involvement with the documents. The most glaring problem is that after they were removed at the end of his term as vice president, this is Turley talking, the most glaring problem is that after they were removed at the end of his term as vice president, the documents were reportedly moved and divided up, he said, noting that some of the documents were found in the Penn Biden Center office that Biden was using in Washington, D.C., with others, of course, as I just mentioned, in his garage and library and next to the Corvette, basically, right? Biden has declared he has, quote, no regrets about his conduct, and he thought the investigation would be over quickly. Turley noted that it appears that a claim from the White House and Biden's counsel that the National Archives was notified as soon as the documents were discovered at the Penn Biden Center was not only, get this folks, false, but they also knew it was false. So it destroys the notion, and from what I can tell here, it destroys the notion that, well, in good faith, we, you know, relayed this information. We thought it was true. We believed it. We had no reason to not believe it was true when we relayed it, but it turned out not to be true. That's different, right? Then, in other words, the best information we have right now, and then you could sort of document that, or it would be a reasonable progression. Well, we understood this, we understood that, we put two and two together, and then we conveyed information. That's doing something essentially in good faith. But if you knew it was false when you said it, and you told the National Archives this, that, or the other thing, knowing that this, that, or the other thing was not really real, well, that's a whole different thing, isn't it? That's a whole different level. That's not a mistake, right? Because there are mistakes. But when you specifically lie to somebody about facts that you know are false, well, that's different. So Turley continues in his article, many asked why they did not call the FBI, but the White House has at least maintained that, unlike Trump, they took immediate action to notify authorities. However, it now appears that this was not true. I kid you not. It's interesting because, Biden somehow believes, and I think some of the people in his orbit and certainly many in the media, they really try to sell this thing of, you know, Biden's above all this, right? Because he's not Trump. He's not Trump. And he's not this, anything that they're throwing at Biden, they always kind of sort of try to deflect away or poo-poo away. Well, that's not Joe Biden. But like I've been saying before, once you keep getting this extra information, these allegations and these perceptions aren't demolished by new revelations, finding of more facts, getting down to the nitty-gritty of it. Those things aren't demolished by all that. They're actually built up, and they actually get worse, and they actually become something that, well, we really need. Well, now we got to dig down this rabbit hole. We got to go over here. I mean, and then all of a sudden you've got all these things happening. It's really, really important. Let's see here. As it turns out, back to the Newsmax article, as it turns out, one of Biden's closest aides is Annie Tomasini and a close friend of his son, Hunter Biden. According to the Oversight Committee, while Tomasini was working for the president as a top aide, she inspected the classified material on March 18, 2021, 2 months after Biden took office and almost 20 months before the Biden team said it found the items. Oversight claims that the White House, quote, omitted months of communications planning and coordinating along with multiple White House officials, Kathy Chung, Penn Biden Center employees, and the president's attorneys to retrieve the boxes containing classified materials. The timeline also omitted multiple visits from at least five White House employees. Folks, I'm telling you, it's not that it gets dispelled. It actually gets worse at every single turn. Well, folks, it's going to get a lot better here on this program when we return for the second Trucker Highway and Byway Report of the morning. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race across your radio dial all across the United States of America in the overnight hours. And you have found, of course, the place for news and politics in the overnights. We're glad to be with you, of course. And we're heading into our second Trucker Highway and Byway Report of the morning. And, you know, last week we got a great suggestion from Linda in Pinellas County. We played that first hour Eddie Rabbit, Driving My Life Away. Well, I'll tell you what, we were able to get some more suggestions, and people are going to start chiming in now, I think. But this particular one was suggested by Trucker Ron out there. Thank you so much, and keep them coming. You know, sometimes it feels like you're just living on a prayer.
We'll be right back.
All right, John Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Another example of really what just is almost a perfect record to have been made. And definitely, you know what, folks, this song is making a comeback. It's making a comeback, especially, I think it was at the ball game the other night, and they played this for one of the seventh inning stretch song. So it's definitely making a comeback. It's making a comeback as well with a lot of younger people. So that's really exciting. And so again, thanks to Trucker Ron for this great suggestion. If you have a suggestion, folks, for the Trucker Highway and Byway Reports lead in, basically we play a different song each night to keep our truckers and keep our travelers and keep folks that are working in the overnights. We just help to wake them up. We help to keep the blood pumping. And basically, while that song is playing, I had this thought in my head, and that is, how loud can these speakers actually go? That's when you hear a song like that, it's time to crank it up. It's time to crank it up and have some fun. And that's exactly our goal here, especially during this part of the program, a little before the top of the hour in hours number one and two of the broadcast. Okay, so in terms of what we're seeing out there, and again, we're pre-recorded this morning, but we wanted to let you know that especially up near Seattle and Portland, where they've been having a lot of rain over the weekend. For our friends up in Seattle right now, we want to take a look and see what that weather is going to look like. Looks like you're going to still have rain on Monday, high of 63. Then on Tuesday, partly cloudy. Wednesday, it looks like you've got a little bit more clearing going, and the temperature will rise, well, from 61 maybe to 67. So you got that going for you. But at least some of that rain will start clearing out, we understand. Then taking a look for our friends in Portland, who had a lot of rain over the weekend as well. Looks like Monday, rain coming back, unfortunately, at least according to the forecast. But then kind of same story as Seattle. Tuesday, partly cloudy. Wednesday, starting to clear out a lot more. So that is good. And then when we're taking a look over into the eastern part of the nation, looks like some of this rain may clear out in the Pennsylvania area and in the New York area and down towards Washington. So hopefully that starts clearing out as we head into the first part of the week. Other than that, let's see. We're going to take a quick look here. We're starting to get a lot of temperatures are colder. This is what I'm trying to get out here. A lot of the temperatures are starting to turn a lot colder. So wherever you are, you want to be careful, of course, of things like freeze watches, and especially if you're in the higher elevations. In fact, right now it looks like you may be getting some cold weather in the southwestern part of Kansas, northern part of Texas, and then also the southeastern part of Colorado, where you could get some pretty low temperatures here. And of course, in the higher elevations, and as we start going into these times where we get more rain and snow, we'll be taking a look at some of these mountain passes as well, some of these key mountain passes like Donner, like Snoqualmie, and then, of course, also up on 4th of July Pass. And so you definitely want to stay with us, especially if you're trucking across the highways, byways, and interstates of the United States. And we're glad to ride along with you there in your cab. And if you're working on the overnight shifts in America, well, you definitely want to keep us tuned in as well. Once again, my name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you, of course, and no matter where you go, we're glad to be with you. Don't forget Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out their My Rewards Plus app, and when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app during the month of October, you can earn up to 5 points per gallon, and you can unlock some even greater rewards after just 8 fills. So check that out, pilotflyingj.com. You can check out all their great amenities. They have the locations function. So whatever you need your fuel, supplies, and a place to pull in, you definitely want to check them out, pilotflyingj.com. They're all over the place. And, again, that locations function is really key. All right, so typically around this part of the program, we bring on Denise Simon from founderscode.com. She's actually actually going to be with us this morning on the other side of the top of the hour news. So we encourage you to stay tuned for that. We'll have a great conversation, of course, with Denise Simon, our friend, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And also just want to take another opportunity here to say thank you to all the people who are chiming in and giving some comments here, and a lot of great words of encouragement, a lot of great just a lot of great comments. I really, really appreciate it. We're really thankful for all the callers as well. And so again, one of the things that we're doing, we're getting some things situated behind the scenes and being able, sort of, you know, getting stuff together as we move forward. So we do appreciate your patience with that, as they say in the construction business, pardon our dust. But as they also say in show business, the show must go on. So we're glad to be with you here this morning. Now, of course, next hour we will be talking to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. And, of course, we're going to be asking her, of course, specifically about what's going on with Iran and what's going on, I should say, with Saudi Arabia vis-a-vis Iran. They're now nixed, as we talked about earlier in the program, nixed their deal of trying to explore normalizing relations with Israel and in favor of engaging with Iran at this point. We're going to talk to her also, get her insights about what's happening for the speakership in the House of Representatives. Obviously, something has to happen there. And then also, of course, we'll talk with her generally about what's happening in Israel and what we can expect to see and what the ramifications are going to be internationally. Folks, this is an issue that's going to go on. It's not going to be gone in a month or 2 months or anytime soon, I dare to say. So this is perhaps a long-haul issue that we're going to see. And it involves the United States, and, of course, it involves the Americans that were killed and taken hostage. Folks, stay right there. We will see you on the other side of the news. Kyle Warren with you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.